This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Riding a bike, for some people, is strictly recreational. For others, it's a necessity. If you're an undocumented immigrant or an asylum seeker, it can be too expensive to buy a car, and immigration status can lengthen the time it takes to get a license. In Portland, Maine, one class is teaching bike mechanics, maintenance, and traffic safety. Carolyn Losnick has the story.
Okay, pedal.
Poppy David Musenhila's purple commuter bike is up on a stand at the Portland Gear Hub, a nonprofit bike shop. He's running through the gears with instructor Coco Cazzotti. It's a crash course, or the opposite, actually, on how to be safe and savvy on two wheels.
We don't always have the traffic signs or rules, or the same traffic signs and rules, so you need to be familiarized with what's happening here.
Cazzotti and Musenhila both moved from the Democratic Republic of Congo and are seeking asylum, the legal process towards citizenship. They speak to one another in Lingala. Cazzotti translates.
Wow, c'est tout le besoin.
Yeah, it's everything. It helps in many, many ways.
Pleasure.
Going around, work. Like me, I don't have a car, so I use my bike.
Cazzotti graduated from the program last year and is now an instructor.
The bicycle is the best. You don't have difficulties for parking. You don't pay for petrol. And of course, the pleasure, especially the pleasure. Every time I'm on the road, I have a smile on my face, so...
This is the first class I've taught where only half of the students understand half of what I'm saying.
But Ainsley Judge, a mechanics instructor and program coordinator, doesn't let that get in her way.
You can use your hands to describe a lot of things, and you can point and you can use other language tools.
Sam Kaking says he rode a bike at home in the Congo, but he hasn't bicycled here yet. He'll use it.
Going to shopping mall, going to school for language, going to meet my lawyers.
He says the bike has another advantage for asylum seekers.
When you get here, you don't have a car. You still have to go for a driving license. And it takes much longer than having a bike. Within a month, you can have a bike and you can start moving around.
At the end of the program, participants earn the bike they have fixed up and learned to ride.
You guys have finished your two mechanic sessions. So good job.
So we're going to have a party.
Did you learn something about your bike?
Yeah. In Portland, Maine, I'm Caroline Losnick for Marketplace.